This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Again, I'm back with the last part of a four-part series that I call Perspective Matters. And it's looking at how our perspective on things flavors just about everything we do. And it comes out of Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9. Let me read that. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, and gracious. The best, not the worst. The beautiful, not the ugly. Things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. Good stuff again. Today I'm focusing on that last part. Do that, all of the above, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. This is where we summarize everything that we've talked about so far. Doing that. And what is doing that? Well, filling your minds and meditating on things which are true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, and gracious. And focusing in the contrast on the best, not the worst. On the beautiful, not the ugly. And things that you can praise and not things to curse. And practice it. Because practice makes better. Practice what you learned from me and what you heard and saw, and then developed insight for and about. So, if we're going to be doing that, and that's kind of a regular activity, I think that's something that you don't just memorize and then forget. It's something that you apply, and then you maybe you apply it regularly and it becomes habitual and you don't think about it, but it's something to come back to and say, how am I doing? It's something to come back to and say to other people, how am I doing? How do you see I am doing? Because I think there's wonderful outcomes for that. So here, this is really cool. You know, I never know myself if I'm doing everything that I should. And I'm actually, to be honest, pretty confident that I don't do a lot of things that I should. I'm probably amongst the worst of the sinners in that way, in many ways. But you know what I've discovered is that in spite of my worst efforts, and sometimes in spite of my best efforts, God makes everything work together. And I may not know it. I may think that I've just completely blown it and there's nothing that can be done. And yet when I look back at how the whole thing has flowed out, I'm amazed at what has happened. And, you know, my life is one that's filled with gratitude over things that have happened and that how he has taken what I've done and turned it into pretty awesome things. So God, you know, as we look at all of this, here's God, and he takes all of this. He takes our attempts. And for some of you, it's been a hard series that I've been talking about because you may be in this incredible, intransigent, blocked, horrible mess of relationships, whether they be work relationships or whatever. And you just, there is nothing that you can think of or do and nothing that you really want to do to make a difference. Is God in there with that? Yep, he is. Will he make things work together? I'm hopefully will. I have no idea how he's going to do it, but he will. And so here's where you can have some of that hope that some things are going to work out better. Now, that is to say that you're doing the things above. Sometimes we say, well, I'm not going to do anything. They have to come all the way to me. Well, it's probably not going to happen. I hate to disappoint you, but I usually don't see that happening anywhere. And anywhere for me includes a whole lot of therapy, a whole lot of marital therapy, not myself. I mean, doing it to other people, a whole lot of organizational consulting. Stuff rarely happens all by itself or one-sided unilaterally. Stuff always almost happens bilaterally, where people on both sides of an issue make some sort of change. Now, the thing about all this is that if we look at this from an energy model, how much energy is it going to take you to stay focused, to stay rigid, to stay angry, you know, you name it. Surprisingly, it's going to take quite a bit. And that's not going to be positive energy. That's going to be negative energy. It's going to be destructive. It's going to be stress. However, the stuff up there, true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, that's pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff. And it doesn't take much. I mean, there is, compelling is in there, so I really can't use the word compelling, but to be authentic, to be compelling is really awesome in that in and of itself, that produces a desire to keep doing that. In and of itself, to focus on compelling things becomes very compelling. In and of itself, to focus on being authentic, to being noble, to focus on truth is very compelling towards keeping it up. Why? I don't have any fancy reasons for that, except it just feels better. There is no sense of guilt and shame in that. The list becomes short. The curtain is transparent. The barriers are few between you and other people. And that sort of openness is just really compelling. So if we're doing this, not that this replaces God, but if we're trying to do this, even in the face of no progress, even when it feels like it's all us unilaterally, I say we keep doing it. Why? Because over time, God's going to work these things out. There is going to be a way that we can see how those things changed. I read a lot of apologetic blogs, and on apologetic blogs, people get quite argumentative or passionate, to put a good spin on it. And the intensity goes up and the labeling goes up and the anger really does go up. And sometimes it has to be monitored. And, you know, some of people's comments are monitored out by the moderator because they get too intense or they get too personally attacking. And it's easy to be that in a highly conflicted or oppositional environment. But when we focus on the centers, when we focus on what we really are about together, particularly when there is a lot of agreement in the center, a lot of the stuff that we were fighting about melts away. And sometimes just giving yourself a few, a break of saying, you know what, I'm not going to keep seeing that person that way. I'm not going to constantly roll my eyes inside my head when he or she makes comments. I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to try and listen as if I was listening for the first time. I say that somewhat cautiously because when I've done that, that radically changes my perspective of a person. I go, oh, I've never heard them say that before. Have you said that before? Oh, wow. Well, that's not what I heard before. Maybe I have to reevaluate this. Really trying to listen positively can change your perspective. And then when God works it all out, not that we have to make anything easier for him, but we're expectant to seeing it work out. We're vigilant to noticing the signs along the journey that say, aha, hey, this is going to level out here. Just right around the corner, there's going to be this incredible vista of a valley below with a beautiful lake in it and peace. And I'm ready for it. It's funny how things go that way. And it all goes back to, how do we start our perspectives? Perspective does matter. Where you are looking at something, from what space and place you are observing things, your life, your feelings, your relationships, has a great deal of impact on what you do with that, how you process it, and how you follow through. Well, there you have it. There's my perspective issue. There's my perspective on perspectives. Ha ha. And I hope it was helpful. I would encourage you to identify people particularly, not just the big culture or society, but particular people that you might want to practice some of this perspective stuff on. Focusing on the beautiful, focusing on the true, on the authentic, all those words. And have fun with it. Because it is fun. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.